or whatever else he wanted to play. And he was a serious musician. He said that didn't come with Trent. I guess you'd be around Train, Dolphy, and Monk. And probably over the course of an hour, only a handful of words would be spoken. But whatever they were thinking, it would be expressed profoundly in their musical gifts to us.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, one of our special co-pilots, Mr. Leroy Downs, the Jazz Cat. And before we go further, really, really quickly, let people know your website, because you've got all types of interviews, you've got music, and you are certainly doing your part and beyond keeping this wonderful art alive. So hit them up with your...
You know, I always appreciate that, Eddie. You're always making sure I get that out there. The site is called thejazzcat.net. You can go there and you can read articles, you can listen to interviews and all of the stuff. I'm producing concerts once in a while, so everything that I do, I pop up there on thejazzcat.net for you to see. As well as I promoted tonight's show with, of course, your pilot and mine, Mr. Eddie Beasy. And we also have another gentleman in the studio with us. He's from the Mamie Clayton Library Museum, and he's going to talk a little bit about what's happening there over at Mamie Clayton, some of the special events, some of the things that they got going on there, and what we want to talk about.
Dexter Blackman, welcome to the Jazz Journey, and go ahead there.
Hey, what's happening, man? I appreciate you having me on tonight.
And tell us, give us, because we want people obviously to go to Leroy's website, but we also want people to go to the Clayton Museum. I've been over there a number of times and have used the resources there. Tremendous in terms of just the magnitude and the range of resources there. So we appreciate you stopping by to talk about the Clayton Museum. I know you're also LMU in the history department. So yeah. Tell us what's happening over at the Clayton Museum.
Well, you know, the Clayton Library and Museum is just a really special collection of resources about African Americans in Los Angeles. You know, we really cater to just the average individual, and particularly kids who want to know about African American history on the West Coast. And this collection being there is amazing. I think there's just total something like 14,000 jazz albums there.
Right, right.
You know, it's hard to get that kind of education anywhere. You know, you can spend hours lost in that great collection.
And absolutely.
What I do over at Clayton is I'm part of the advisory board. We help make decisions about how to move forward in terms of the collections that we process and things of that nature. We do a little bit of programming. I just came tonight to just really talk about how wonderful that collection is. As we're probably all still learning about jazz, I'm probably learning more than you cats at this particular moment. So I've spent a couple of days over there just in the collection privately listening to stuff I will always hear you good cats talk about.
And I think for me, and I would guess it's probably Leroy would agree that it's a lifelong pursuit. It's a journey, and I always liken it to being on a treadmill. And a couple of feet away from the treadmill, there's a sign that says, you know, you finally have reached, you finally know everything there is about jazz. You never get there. And for me, it's the beauty of the pursuit. And frankly, I never want to get there because I'm learning something all the time, all the time. And that's, to me, part of the fun. And you've been doing this a lot longer than I have, Down, so I would guess your perspective is probably similar.
Man, it's definitely, you know, this is the jazz journey. You called it right, man. You name your show very appropriately. This is a life in music, and there's no way that you can ever know anything. And I don't even think you want to know everything. You want to be able to say, well, what's that? Who's that? Let me check that out. I mean, there's always this new freshness and new excitement about new music all of the time. Absolutely. So that's what we're looking for all the time. You're hearing a cut right now from the Stephen James Buchanan Collection, two beautiful brothers of jazz that you may not get a chance to hear very often on the radio. This is Hamid Drake. He's an awesome drummer out of Chicago, and he's playing here along with a saxophone player called Sabir Mateen. The album is called Brothers Together, and we're listening to the title track.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, our special co-pilots, Dexter Blackman and the jazz cat, Leroy Downs. We're talking about some music that Leroy is a curator of over at the Mamie Clayton Museum. So let's check it out.
Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, our special co-pilot, Leroy Downs, the Jazz Cat.
So that's
and
like,
Dexter Blackman.
That's like me and Eddie, man. Brothers together.
Because I dig the title of that tune.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah. It's a trip. And two cats, as I mentioned, is Sabir Bateen, mm-hmm. along with Hamid Drake. Mm-hmm. Two great cats of jazz that you're not going to have a chance to hear. And I brought some of these pieces here, even though it's a little on the wild side, just to mm-hmm. let you know how deep and vast right. The Professor Stephen James Buchanan collection yeah. is. I mean, he really went into the record stores, and every yeah. time he heard some music, he went and dug deep. He made his life doing this. He's got a lifetime of music.
Right.
And we get a chance to have that house over at the Mamie Clayton Library. So once we have that available to the public, you can come in. You'll be able to say, hey, I want to hear this on the album. Mm-hmm. We may not let you touch the album, mm-hmm. but we may, you know, somebody will play it for you. You'll be able right. to look at the album covers. Of right. course, we're going to have you put white gloves on because this
Absolutely.
Stuff is pristine.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, the original little pieces of postcards and things yeah. like that, it's all in there. Every album he made sure he took care of.
And one thing is, you know, I appreciate you bringing a variety of tunes too, because I mean, we have people who listen to all types of jazz, if you will, on the show, mm-hmm. and everybody's ears, you know, yeah, we got a lot of people like Horace Silver and Charles yeah. Lloyd and so forth. But I like the idea that in Steve's case, you brought some material that, you know, you can't necessarily swing to it per se in terms of tapping your feet, but that's
you
a part
can cerebrally swing.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, it's not always, this music, jazz music, what's so interesting about it is that you can listen to the music and still think and focus on what you got to do.
Right.
Some of this music, you know, we were just talking about hip hop a minute ago. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. As soon as you, that music is so intoxicating. Mm-hmm. As soon as you turn it on, that's it. That once you hear the hook, right. you're done. It's got you. You know,
right, right.
It's got you. So it takes control of you. This does not take control of you. You still have your control, and you're able to take in all these beautiful sounds and start understanding and listening to why is he playing that, or that's a little crazy, or you know, you start thinking like, why did these guys make this music? And then you start listening, and it might be five or seven pieces. You can listen to them one at a time, mm-hmm. you can listen to them all together, and then you really start to get a grasp and understand how these guys are thinking, how they're composing music, how they're taking right. the experiences of their life and making this music. And in the very end, music is always just a gift for you to hear. So I mm-hmm. try to tell people that all the time. I'm like, these guys go to school, they learn their instruments, they meet their friends, they come together, they start talking about ideas, they put something together, and the very end of it is a performance or a recording just for you to listen to.
Absolutely.
So if they go through all of that, then when it comes to hearing this music, you know, people should really pay attention and
absolutely
and check it out.
All right, so the next cut, you want to go to a Charles Lloyd cut.
Yeah, okay. Charles okay. Lloyd. This actually is an album by not Charles Lloyd, but it's by Chico Hamilton. It's mm-hmm. called Man from Two Worlds. But Charles Lloyd did write all of the music from it. And okay. before we go into that, Charles Lloyd, the great Charles Lloyd, the master Charles mm-hmm. Lloyd, mm-hmm. friend and master along with Billy Higgins.
Yeah.
Charles Lloyd will be here in town November 5th at the Royce Hall. And I did an interview with him just recently, so we're going to hear a okay. little few minutes excerpt from that, and we'll go into this.
The Arts Report.
Yeah.
All right, let's check that out. And again, ladies and gentlemen, one of our special co-pilots, the Jazz Cat, Mr. Leroy Downs, and he's talking about a collection that he is the curator of, Steve Buchanan's, over at the Mamie Clayton Library. So we're going to hear an excerpt of this report.
This is the Sounds and Colors Arts Report.
There we go. Let's check it out here on the Baddest Jazz Flight Around, your jazz journey.
Hello, this is Leroy Downs with the Sounds and Colors Arts Report. On Friday, November the 15th at Royce Hall, the Center for the Art of Performance presents the great spirited master of the music, Mr. Charles Lloyd. I spoke with Charles about his performance, and he'll be joined by guitarist Bill Frizzell.
Many years ago, I used to play with the wonderful guitarist Gabor Szabo, and I've always missed him. Gabor left such a strong thing in that guitar chair that I want from time to time to revisit it. And Bill Frizzell is someone who's been a great creator in the music, and he's always had a deep feeling for my music, and so he let it be known that he wanted to play with me, and it usually works that way. And so we're playing a series of dates. We're playing at Royce Hall at UCLA, which is a very spirited hall, and I enjoy to play there. I think that people will have something very deep and great to enjoy, because I get to look back and forward while being in the now. And the now is where I live anyway, but because that guitar chair always haunted me with Gabor, Frizzell loves his music and love what we brought. And then so we create something new and fresh and wild, if I may say so. And there will be other surprises that night also, I must tell.
Some of those surprises, of course, will include Charles Lloyd's longtime rhythm section of Eric Harlan on drums, Reuben Rogers on bass, and Jason Moran on piano.
Eric Harlan's been here all these 11 or 12, 13 years, so it's been a beautiful blessing. He's a great soul, and he is a part of the great process of great masters coming through with the percussion, and he's very... very wonderful spirit, and he is very compassionate and very simpatico with me in my vision. And at a certain point, I needed more elasticity in the bass section because my music breathes a lot. And when Reuben came aboard, that elasticity and that simpatico that those two have was so beautiful. Eric called and said, "Well, Jason wants to play with you." So I said, "Welcome." And so Jason's been aboard 7-8 years now, and that's been, it's been a magical formation. I feel very blessed that it continues to unfold, the music coming through me. I'm a conduit for it, and as you point out, these young souls come with it, and we get on the carpet and we go into the Hyperions, and we're found in the music. And I still feel that there are a lot of souls here on earth who could appreciate the inspiration and consolation that we've received, and we like to share it with others.
That's Charles Lloyd performing at Royce Hall on November the 15th for the Center for the Art of Performance. You can get tickets online at cap.ucla.edu. This is Leroy Downs, and you've been listening to the Sounds and Colors Arts Report. Thank you.
I'm smiling ear to ear. I'm trying to. I was telling my special co-pilots the days of a DJ simply putting on a CD or an album and just chilling, or they are long gone. And that's cool because, yeah, I'm trying to manage the Facebook page. I'm posting a track listing. I'm fielding telephone calls. I got two real cool folks here chilling with me. And I just love it because we're all connected in part by this wonderful music. Leroy Downs, tell us about that tune real quick, and then I want Dexter to talk about the Mamie Clayton Museum.
Certainly, of course. That came, of course, again, out of the Stephen James Buchanan Library over at Mamie Clayton. That was an album actually by Chico Hamilton, mm-hmm. and I wanted to feature Charles Lloyd,
right.
And the reason I chose the Chico Hamilton disc is because Charles wrote every tune on that. Mm-hmm. It's an impulse recording. There's lots of great stuff. Also, they employ Gabor Szabo on here. You heard the guitar as he was talking about in the interview I did with him. Remember, that is November the 15th. I think I said the wrong date before, but that's November 15th at Royce Hall. You still have plenty of time to get tickets. It'll be a wonderful show. If you love jazz, you should know about Charles Lloyd. If you don't, it's a great opportunity to go and get your cerebral on. He's got a great
right.
band, which has Ruben Rogers, Jason right. Moran, and Eric
Charles
Harlan.
Never disappoints. I've
never.
Seen him a few times.
Never.
And I mean, the cat, he is just as vibrant as he was 30 years ago, 40 years ago.
Yeah.
Outstanding musician. And he always has. That's one thing. Another part of the beautiful thing about it is this cat always has a tight band.
Yeah. Well, these guys have been together with him for a long time. And
mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, that is probably one of the best rhythm sections in jazz right now. Eric Harlan is a killing drummer. I mean, he is just...
Oh, yeah.
Eric's played with all of them. He's played with McCoy Tyner.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He's played with Terrence Blanchard back in the day, of course, Charles Lloyd. I mean...
Right.
And I've watched him. I've known him for a long time, and I've watched him. It's like he goes and he plays with these cats, and when he feels the music has kind of reached a plateau,
mm-hmm.
he moves on to the
Absolutely.
Next cat.
Absolutely.
You know, he doesn't continue to stay in the band just because it's one of the top gigs in jazz. He actually has to put out, you know, some energy. That's what it's all
right,
about.
Right.
So, you know, when it's time to move on, he does, and he always moves on to a great master.
Another special co-pilot, Dexter Blackman, say a few moments before we go into this Max Roach and Abby Lincoln short piece. But say a few moments, take a couple of moments to talk about the Clayton Museum, because we want people to get access to the resources there.
Yeah, absolutely. We're open from 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. We're on Overland Avenue, kind of in the shadows of the Sony studio. Open Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. You can stop in at any time. As Leroy was saying, this collection isn't processed yet, so you won't have complete access to it, but we hope to. You can find us on Facebook at the Mamie A. Clayton Library and Museum. You can go to claytonmuseum.org. We also accept donations, which will help us process this collection a little bit faster. And we certainly want to do that because, like I said, you're not going to get that kind of jazz education.
Right. Really, and anywhere. I was going to say, the beautiful thing about the museum is obviously they have a huge, they have extensive jazz archives there. And I also want to make note for the people out there who are just students of history, if you will. The jazz archives are not the only archives available, ladies and gentlemen. I've gone, one of the most memorable experiences I had was, I know some people who are still alive who are actually Freedom Riders, and they did an exhibit on the Freedom Riders, and it was just amazing. So if you have a penchant for history or learning or in any way, shape, or form a student of history, make sure you go over to the Mamie Clayton Library. Go ahead.
There's also a wonderful exhibition there right now about Barack Obama and pop culture, right? So, you know, the Obama T-shirt phenomenon, the bumper stickers, a number of posters and things of that nature. It's just an awesome collection, man. I mean, you know, particularly we've lived through the Barack Obama era. And so to see that living history and have some of it explained is just awesome. And, you know, there's always a new collection up every 3 or 4 months.
Right, absolutely.
So it's just an awesome museum date, if nothing else.
Yeah. All right. Set this next one up for us, Leroy. We've got Max and Abby.
Well, what you get a chance to hear here is actually Steve Buchanan talking about two of his favorite people, Max Roach, of course, and Abby Lincoln.
Okay.
And then we'll go into a piece by Abby from the collection.
Okay.
For Max Roach and for Abby, not only as human beings, and they were human beings of a special, special cast, but I think of them as dynamic artists. Both of them belong in the Jazz Hall of Fame. So I see them as humanists, as artists, as professional people who refuse to let outsiders determine or direct or dictate what they do with their art and how they display it. But Coltrane, to me, represented a man who was honest, a man who was sincere, a man who wasn't in the slightest bit arrogant.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Steve Buchanan. And we've been playing music from the collection that he has given, bequeathed, if you will, to the Mamie Clayton Museum and Leroy Downs, the Jazz Cat. Make sure you go to thejazzcat.net. And we're going to play a tune. This is Abby Lincoln from the CD called Straight Ahead. And we're going to hear that tune. And then after this tune, with the few moments we have left, whenever I have a guest, I pull out something that I think they'll enjoy. And I can't wait to share it with you. In the meantime, let's check out this Abby Lincoln tune.
The road keeps winding, narrow, wet, and dimly lit. Vainly looking for a crossroad where a weary soul can lost and needing some direction, dodging ruts along the way, bumpy road, confuse a body, lead a a trusting soul astray. For some, this road is smooth and easy, traveling high without a care. But if you got to use the back roads, straight ahead can lead nowhere.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, another of the tunes in the Steve Buchanan collection. That cut is called Straight Ahead. One of my all-time favorite vocalists, Abby Lincoln. It's her CD called Straight Ahead. Max Roach on drums. Coleman Hawkins on tenor saxophone. Eric Dolphy on the reeds. Mal Waldron on piano. Booker Little on trumpet. Julian Priester also, he plays the trombone. Art Davis on bass. Walter Benton on tenor saxophone, and on one of the tunes entitled African Lady, Roger Sanders and Robert Whitley, they play the conga and drums, respectively. That is a hell of a cast. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to The Jazz Journey. And as is customary, whenever I have a special co-pilot, I pull something out that I think will resonate with them. So we have 5 minutes left on the flight, and we're going to go out. In fact, we'll go out on my tune, but let me let these cats say, give them 30 seconds, if you will, for some final thoughts before we get on out of here.
Just like CNN, brother. I love that, man. Again, this is Leroy Downs. The site is called thejazzcat.net. I am the jazz curator over at the Mamie Clayton Library and Museum of the Stephen James Buchanan Library of Music, which includes probably about 7,000 albums and maybe an equal amount of CDs of all of the best music. So in the future, they're going to have it together. You'll be able to come over there and check it out and listen to samples of the music. In the meantime, just check me out, thejazzcat.net.
All right. Thank you, sir. Go ahead, Dex.
Yeah, and I'm Dexter Blackman, a professor of history here at LMU, also on the advisory board. You know, check out the Mamie L. Clayton Library and Museum on Facebook. Make some time to come over and check out our wonderful collections, including the jazz collection.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. And, of course, if you have any questions, I am your pilot, Eddie B. You can email me directly at idojazz, I-D-O-J-A-Z-Z, at AOL.com. IDOJAZZ@AOL.com. We've gotten clearance from LAX to land this bird, so we're making our final descent. And as we do that, we're going to go out on a cut called Aquarian Sound. I'm trying to leave up the suspense because I know Leroy digs this, and it's a bad cut.
Yes.
And so we're going to go out with this tune. Have a fantastic evening, ladies and gentlemen, and I'll see you in the skies next week. Make sure you stay tuned to Echo and the Sense, our public affairs program. Get some brain food as well.